Governor Snyder is in Europe in a quest for jobs and business investment.
But also heading overseas in an effort to reclaim the 2.5 years he has left in office. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Since January, Rick Snyder has basically been the governor of Flint.
But in recent weeks, he's beginning to make the rounds.
Before mostly friendly crowds like chambers of commerce. And he's brought back much of his old stump speech.
Talking up the improved jobless rate, reminding people of that lost decade before the recovery began.
That one that both Rick Snyder and Barack Obama take credit for. And he's bringing up other parts of his agenda, like workforce development.
But it is not like the man can ignore Flint.
When he does talk about Flint, he still treads very carefully. Mm-hmm. Flint is more than just another problem to be fixed. There are criminal investigations underway. There are lawsuits.
But he is beginning to let folks know he's got more he wants to talk about.
And it's not just reinventing Michigan. He is also reinventing his administration.
Right. There's been an executive office shakeup to try and make sure departments do a better job of communicating with each other, to try and make sure that what happened in Flint doesn't happen again.
He's even hired a cabinet wrangler, someone to make sure department heads don't retreat into their own silos.
Governor Snyder's job right now is kind of reinventing Governor Rick Snyder.
We have seen that this governor is not always a strong crisis manager. He's much more of a planner. So it's a skill set he's developing on the job.
And he has been handed a lot of these situations.
Indeed.
The Flint water crisis, the Detroit public schools financial crisis that a state-appointed emergency manager still has not fixed.
Patient neglect and abuse at the Grand Rapids Veteran Home, big problems with privatizing prison food services, and most recently an audit that found the system for detecting unemployment benefits fraud is broken.
He is trying to fix the fact that his second term has not been good to him.
And this European trip signals a change for his administration. Just a few months ago, the governor scrubbed a trade trip to the Middle East to show that he is focused on the Flint water catastrophe.
That he is going now, right. It's a signal. He is hoping to start a new chapter.
But he can't escape Flint, even in Europe. He left less than a week after this promise.
When I'm at the office and home, I'll be using Flint filtered water.
Meant to be drinking it for 30 days, a promise he's now putting on hold while he's overseas.
Once again, something getting in the way of the governor's efforts to get in front of a crisis.
I'll keep working.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.